Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Caring about your world, taking care of your body, your family, doing the next right and honorable thing with your animals, your garden. That's what we're required to do, or that's what we are called to do. We are not responsible for the outcome. We are responsible for doing the next right and honorable thing. And many times that is just applying clay, believe it or not. And joining us today is Perrier, who is one of the mainstays of the guest of the Power Hour that everyone wants to hear from. She is the author of a book that if I were to pick the top 10 health books that you must have on your shelf, this would definitely be at the top of the list, called Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, Calcium Bentonite Clay, How to Cure 101 Ailments with Calcium Bentonite Clay. And it goes through all of them in this book. This is a must, ladies and gentlemen, to have the book by Perrier. Thank you so much, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
It's a pleasure to be back, Joyce.
You are always full of such good information. All I have to do is ask you any question, you've got the answer regarding clay, and it is such an inspiration to listen to you talk about how we can improve our lives through one simple thing, and that is something called calcium bentonite clay. And for those that are new to the program, that don't know what it is, give us just an explanation of what calcium bentonite clay is, or detox clay.
It is inert earth. It's birthed through a volcano. It's volcanic ash that landed in an inland sea or lake, and over millions of years it evolved into what we know as clay. And it's supercharged from the heat of the volcano. It has an energy. It's a nanocrystal, so it holds energy, and it has an energy to it, and it has a very strong negative magnetic charge, so it's like a little negative magnet. And the beauty is that our diseases, our viruses, our fungus, our molds, our yeast are a positive charge. So clay is simply a magnet drawing these things to it. Well, not simply, because it does multiple things. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. It can do multiple actions from different parts of the body at the same time and getting overall results that are amazing. That's as simply as I can put it.
And that is so amazing because it does so many amazing things. I mean, we had a one of the truck drivers that was here the other day, he got a bee sting, and immediately, you know, the Power Hour comes to the rescue with the moist clay to put on it immediately, and everything was fine. And, you know, people don't realize something so simple could be so much better for you than any other type of ointment or preparation that you might use, and that's what is exciting. Is because it does work.
It really does. I get letters every day of people saying, this clay saved my life. Thank you so much. I've been sick for 13 years and nothing worked until I took the clay. So I get those kind of reports all the time, and it's so rewarding to work with a product that people fall in love with. You know, it's just continues to amaze me. The stories I get.
And that's what we want to hear about. That's what we want to know, is what does it do for people? Because we know it works for people. We know it works for adults, children. Works for animals. It works for the garden. It works for your yard. It is just, it's almost as if it is such a natural that this is something that everybody needs to know about. If they don't, they need to be aware of it. Let's talk about how you found out about it and what was your first aha experience, because we all have to have one. We have to have this aha experience that says, man, this thing works.
Well, you know, I was introduced to it and I was pretty healthy, and a friend gave me some clay and I took a clay bath, and the bath water didn't turn black like the stories I'd heard. I felt great afterwards, and my skin was really soft. And I used it on the insect bites and burns, and was really amazed on burns how quickly it takes the pain away, because the burn pain will just stay very intense. But it just literally in 30 seconds, the pain is gone, and the next day you can't find the burn mark. But my real aha moment was he had told me to drink it, and I just couldn't get myself to drink dirt. And I thought, I'm pretty healthy. I don't need to drink it. So I skipped that part. Then one day I saw him and I was complaining about this acid reflux I had, that I was to the point where I was afraid I was going to get cancer of the esophagus because I was literally sleeping on three pillows propped up at night, because when I'd lay down here, this acid would come up all the way in my throat. And he said, well, you're not drinking your clay. And I said, well, truthfully, I haven't drank it yet. And he said, well, if you want to get rid of that, that's the quickest way. So I went home and mixed some clay and drank it, and it really wasn't that bad. It was a little chalky when you swallow it, but when I'd hold it in my mouth, I noticed it really didn't have a taste. So I started drinking it, and within 3 days, I was laying down flat. I threw all the pillows off the bed, and my acid reflux was flat out gone. To this day, I don't have it.
But you know, it's
so safe. You can take it every day.
And there are those people that just live in absolute agony. They're scared sometimes to take a glass of water because of the reaction that they have and the pain that they have. And to think that all they have to do is take liquid clay, and it does come in a liquid form. So it comes in a big bottle, and you can just take the liquid clay. It's already mixed up. It's already really, I don't know what you do to it, but you mix it up better in that bottle of liquid clay, better than I can mix it up for sure myself. I don't know how you do that, but it stays.
Well, we skim off the top. We take the cream off the top.
Oh, I see.
Well, you notice when you mix it, you'll have residue. The heavier particles sift to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
When we bottle it, we kind of take the cream off the top. When we get down to the heavier particles, we don't use that. But I suggest that when you get down to the heavier particles, you add some water to it, shake it loose, and pour that on your plants.
Oh, very
good. Your
house
plants, your outdoor plants, they'll bloom like crazy. They get green, they grow, they outgrow the other plants. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amazing, yes. And good for you. Now, let's say I am going to take a swallow of my calcium bentonite clay this morning. And of course, I like to do it on an empty stomach in the morning. But if I'm going to take this calcium bentonite clay and swallow it, what is happening in my body as soon as I take this in internally?
Well, the action starts in the mouth. It's going to help clean your gums and the bacteria in your mouth. It's very soothing and coating. It coats your esophagus. It goes down. It coats your stomach. Clay has a 9.7 pH, so it's going to balance over acidity. Clay is homeostatic, and that means it wants to bring things into balance. It won't over-alkalize you. Wherever the body balance nature is, that's what clay meets it where it is. And then it goes down, and it'll coat your colon. And the coating of it is very healing, the energy in the clay. It's actually absorbed. The energy goes into the body, so people say they drink it within 3 days, they notice they have more energy. And it goes down, and it's going to cleanse the lower colon. We have a lot of old putrefied fecal matter. If you've never had a colonics or a cleanse, that's lodged in your lower colon. And this actually, when it gets in the colon, gets lodged in those crevices, it blocks the absorption of nutrients. And you want to pull all that stuff out. So the clay has this magnetic energy, it loosens it, and it pulls it out. Now, if you get constipated in the first few days, it could be from the, and you may notice that your stool is hard and dark and smelly. Well, it's cleaning house. So it literally cleans house from the mouth south. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. So this is just one part of the Swiss Army knife actions that has multiple uses. Now, clay is a catalyst. It's not a drug. It doesn't act like a drug. It's a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself. And the body has enzymes that attach to the clay particle that actually can make micronutrients and macronutrient elements that the body is deficient in that clay doesn't even contain. But it attaches to the clay particle, and it makes amino acids. And from that, it can make peptide chains. From that, it can make protein, or it can make whatever the body is deficient in. There was actually a study with livestock, and they gave a bentonite supplement of 5% of the diet was given to chickens who had been fed a nutrient-deficient diet. So they had been giving a diet that didn't have everything they needed. They were deficient in microelements, macroelements, vitamins, and protein. And the clay can enhance the feed intake of the chickens. And they had weight gains, which had been decreased by the deficiencies. So they have a study on feeding these sick chickens in weakened condition, and it rebuilt their health. So it acts the same way with people that does this. They showed in livestock that the diet of clay acts as a gut protectant, which rapidly preferentially binds aflatoxins. A lot of times cattle in their feed get moldy and it gets aflatoxins, which disrupt the digestive tract and make them sick. So the clay binds with the aflatoxins in the digestive tract and reduces their absorption into the organism. So it keeps them from taking those aflatoxins into the body. In that manner, adverse effect of the aflatoxins on efficiency and liver function is minimized without marked effects in mineral absorption of the animals.
And, you know, that goes for people also, because we can get aflatoxin in corn and in some other things, and it destroys the liver. That's what happens with aflatoxin's effect on the liver. So to think that clay can help relieve that situation is amazing. Perrier, you mentioned during the break that you have some new studies out regarding the calcium bentonite clay. Do you want to elaborate on that for us, please?
Yes. I just had a customer send me a video last night, and it's called Attacking MRSA with Metals in Clay, and it's by a Dr. Saputo, S-A-P-U-T-O, drsaputo.com. And he has a YouTube video, Attacking MRSA with the Metals in Clay, and discusses how certain metals in clay, and of course, clay is minerals. It's trace minerals. In parts per million, the metals are in the clay. They are bound in the clay, but they help the clay. They're not absorbed into the body as such, but they will, as a unit, attack the MRSA virus. And they did some studies that he talks about that they definitely showed. And we've known for a long time that if you have a MRSA wound and put clay on it, it will start healing in half the time. We've got several testimonies to that fact. But this is a doctor, and that's what's exciting. The medical, he's finally found some studies that will validate this, so doctors are now talking about it. It's really sort of a virgin element, although it's been on the planet for 5,000 years, or according to science, millions of years. But the use of clay, and it's what's happened, but people don't know about it. We used to know about it. The Europeans know more about it than we do. We have gone to modern-day traditional medicines and forgotten what our ancestors came over here and what they used before they had pharmacies on every corner. Mm-hmm. And so it's coming back around. The wave is coming back around because it helps so many people, and it doesn't have negative side effects. So people are turning more and more to it. And like we say, it has multiple actions on the body, all positive. It's not going to destroy any body organs, I promise you.
That is incredible. There's nothing out there that man makes. They can pretty much say that there is no side effects, but there isn't with what God made. And remember, it was used in Scripture. You know, it's beyond our imagination how effective something that appears to be so inert can be. Now, you said there were some studies. The one on MRSA, and listeners, that's methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is, like, so difficult. There's almost no treatment whatsoever, except for, I believe, vancomycin and maybe one other antibiotic that is so incredibly expensive that you have to do IV on a daily basis. And to think that there is something that is effective on MRSA, and I know oregano is, we know that, but then the clay, and how would one use it to be effective on a MRSA wound, for instance?
Well, you would make a clay poultice, mix the clay mass, the mud, and put the wet clay over the wound. You can put it directly on an open wound. It's not going to do anything but draw infection out and heal from the inside out. And you put it on rather thickly and cover it with some saran wrap, something to keep it wet. On an open wound like that, you want to keep it moist because if it dries, it'll pull and may crack and bleed. So put it on and put some saran wrap or glad press and seal over it and keep it in place. And you'll start seeing, you'll change it two or three times a day, and you'll start seeing improvement right away. I've had so many people with diabetic ulcers and wounds that wouldn't heal, elderly people with poor circulation. And within 4 days, you can see a definite change. We've saved several people amputations that were scheduled for amputations because they couldn't get the wounds to heal. And even with the antibiotics, they were getting worse. And the clay will turn it around. You just give me 4 days with somebody scheduled for an amputation.
Really? 4 days. Amazing. Now, one question I have that has been given to us, and I think I was reading about this also on CureZone.com, CureZone, C-U-R-E-Z-O-N-E.com, that for women who have breast cancer, maybe that even have open sores, that they have been putting the clay on it, which also which takes away the pain and also takes some of the toxins out of this. Have you ever heard of it used in that fashion?
Yes, I have. I don't make cancer claims, but I have a lady right now who's dealing with that very thing, and she said when she uses the clay, the pain goes away. And it hers is really, really advanced. She has the fast inflammable breast cancer, and it's very fast spreading, and they don't like to operate on it because it spreads so fast. So she has been using it and has had some benefits from it. Particularly, she said there's sometimes she feels like she has needles in her breast, and every time she moves, these needles are just poking into her. And she can use the clay, and within the first time, I think it took 15 minutes, and she said the pain went away.
You know, and I think it's important. We know we don't make any cancer claims here, but let's talk about what to do when there is no doctor. And one of the things for pain relief is that it does remove some of the inflammation and some of the pain. And I've been reading about that a lot on, like I said, on CureZone and some other websites. So there's just so many uses. Well, let's talk about some of the testimonies that you've gotten that I just fascinate me with and share those with our listeners.
Okay, but I do want to say my rule of thumb, if it hurts, put clay on it. I don't care if you walked in. I had someone tell me yesterday they walked into the dishwasher door, was down and went in the kitchen at night, and the doc, you know, and whammed his shin right on it really hard, and he put clay on there, and he said it just a few minutes, the pain was gone.
Mm.
Okay, here's an interesting one. 13-year illness gone after a month on clay. I'm turning 25 in just a few days and have been taking clay internally 3 times a day for a month now. I have been sick off and on for 13 years and the traditional doctors could never find a cure for me. I just accepted that I had a sickly body and a weak immune system. I had bald spots, began fainting at the age of 12, then at 20 I became nauseous all the time. When I graduated from college, I was so sick that I needed to take some time off before obtaining my master's degree. I began searching different ways to detoxify my body. I started getting colonics and bought an infrared sauna and started eating raw, but it was only when I started drinking the calcium bentonite clay that I started feeling like a normal human being for the first time in 13 years. Mm. After 3 weeks, I had an energy surge. I started wanting to do things I haven't wanted to do in a long time. Simple things like take a hike with my family. This clay has given me back my passion to live my life to the fullest. Before the clay, I was sick, exhausted, and depressed. Now I feel alive. People are saying how good my skin looks. I have a glow. I will, without a doubt, be a long-time customer. Anytime I have questions, I just call Perrier, and she answers my call directly with such kindness and grace. The clay truly saved my life. Now, she doesn't even know what she had. They hadn't been able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the most fascinating, amazing.
It is. It's hard to believe. It is so exciting. When we find out that these things really work, and we have to have, like I said, our own epiphany sort of to realize, oh my gosh, it does work. And then you want to use it and you want to find reasons to use it over and over again. And we all need to be prepared because there are accidents that happen. There are places that you are where there is no doctor and this might be the only thing that you have. I know we had, one of the people that lives in this town got a spider bite, the really bad one, the brown recluse. Got this brown recluse spider bite, went to the emergency room, and at the time they just told them, just wash it and keep it clean and everything. Well, the thing continued to get worse and worse and worse, and of course one of our people out there took them some clay and said, here, try this, and that made it better. But they didn't even get help in the emergency room at that time, and a lot of people can't afford to keep going back and forth, back to emergency room or to get medical help. And these kinds of things can aid their situation when there is no medical help available.
Absolutely. I have one here on hyperthyroidism. I have hyperthyroidism, and I do think clay has helped. My alternative doctor said metals end up settling in the thyroid and prevent the beneficial minerals from being absorbed bind into the body, difficult to remove even when detoxing. I have noticed a difference in my symptoms since taking clay. I don't have the pressure in my throat or thyroid storms that I used to have, and the tension heat in my body, and I don't have fly-off-the-wall handle reactions as I used to. I feel a little more, even more or balanced. So, she totally attributes that to when she started taking the clay.
Mm-mm. Well, so, let's talk about
a lot of people have thyroid problems.
Now, what
and
about?
I didn't really know if it would work. A lot of these things I learned from our customers because I didn't know if it worked on or not. And then I'll start getting two or three testimonials about the same thing.
Well, yeah, you don't know until you try it. And a lot of times you don't even think about something that's going to be so incredibly important. And this is amazing. Let's talk about animals because a lot of people, you know, I have a dog that has a little tumor on it, and I would love to be able to try and keep some clay on it, you know, but I can't keep the dog down, can't keep the clay on the dog. Has anybody ever found a way to keep clay on a dog so that you can give them some clay treatment?
Well, I guess several have. One lady put it on and put the Glad Present seal over it. But I guess it depends on where it is and if the dog can reach it. Where is the tumor?
Right in the side. And yeah, she can reach it. And, yeah, it wouldn't last long.
You may need to get one of those cone collars for her to put on to keep her from reaching it. But
oh, that's a good idea.
I literally have two dogs that have had tumors dissolve, tumors dissolve.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's talk about the garden. Let's move to the garden usage. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are on this. We had someone who was saying that cannot work, that it, you know, clay is not going to affect your garden. What is your response to that, Perrier?
Well, my response is the gentleman that took his clay bath water in the wintertime, and he lived in the country on a septic tank and didn't know it was safe for a septic tank, so he would scoop the water out and throw it in his yard. And next spring, everywhere he threw the water, the grass was green and growing, and the rest of his grass was still dead.
That's
so
interesting.
And I do have a report that it does bind toxins in the soil. It will bind with paraquat. And as we know, it binds with aflatoxin. So, you know, if your soil is contaminated with that, it binds. And I know there's some people that just don't understand it, and I don't understand all there is about it. I do have a testimonial here. Let me find it here. just got this one. I was so shocked when I poured some clay over my roses. They are the talk of the block. I put some clay in a sprayer and watered my grass, and it is awesome also. I am now promoting the clay 110%. My daughter will be using it in her brand new spa in Georgia. So,
wow. Yeah.
There you go.
Amazing. Did you say a spa, using it in a spa?
Yes, her daughter's opening a health spa.
Oh, I see.
Facials in spa salon.
Now, there was at a time you told me, and I talk about this all the time, that high-end facilities, spas, use the clay in their body wraps, which you can do at home if you want to do a facial wrap or a body wrap. Now, what would that accomplish for the body? What would that do to the body to use a facial wrap or a body wrap?
Well, the same thing as a clay bath, only the clay bath kind of helps open the pores. It will literally pull through the skin. When you've already absorbed toxins into the body and the liver and the kidney are too overworked to get rid of them, they're stored in the soft tissues and joints of the body. And when you take the clay baths, the clay is such a strong magnet, it will literally pull these toxins, these heavy metals, through the pores of your skin, and they lock into the clay and are carried out. Once the clay grabs them, it doesn't release them. I had someone ask, is it released back into the water? No, the toxins are literally captured in the clay molecule, and they'll be there for 50 years. So, yes, and when you take a wrap and put it on like that, just like you put it on a swollen ankle, and you wrap it, and you will notice the swelling going down. It pulls that excess moisture out. We have some people who use it for cellulite to put it on them. And now, you know, a lot of these spas use a wrap soaked in some kind of seaweed or salt water to wrap around the clay to hold it in place. But you can use saran wrap. You can use Glad Press and Seal. Or if you have some cheesecloth, you want to dip in the clay and wrap it around over the clay. I like to put a good coating of clay on. I went to Bally's in Las Vegas, used our clay, and they had a clay bath, and the clay bath was wonderful. I had little jets in it, and you could sit there, and they brought you cold wash rags and bottles of water, and I went there and took their whole spa things, everything that used the clay, and didn't tell them who I was. And I took a full body, and they painted my body with the warm clay, and they laid me down, and they put a Mylar sheet over me and an electric blanket over that. And then you laid there for about 30 minutes and then got up and showered. And it's a detoxing. I mean, the clay directly on the skin like that. Ideally, in the summertime, go to the beach and take your clay, smear it all over your body, let the sun dry it on you, and then jump in the ocean to wash it off. You have had a good detox.
Oh, wow.
All out in nature.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the best ways to use it if you're not afraid of looking like an idiot on the beach.
You know, I want to open up the phone lines. If there's anybody that has a question that perhaps they haven't gotten answered on clay or wants to whatever, give us a phone call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. I'd like to know what's on your mind regarding clay, if you have a question that you haven't been able to get answered. And back to the clay in the garden. Now, I know we put ours into the soil. Josh, when he turned over the soil, he put the clay into the soil before we began the garden. But it's not too late for people to add the clay around their plants if they want to, or even dust the plants probably will not hurt them. Now, again, putting it on your garden, is there anything special to do or anything you wouldn't want to do? How would you do that?
Well, I like to turn it, if I've already, like you mixed it in the soil, but sometimes I just get plants. I'm still getting plants and putting them out here in Texas. Our summer plants, our winter plants are dying out from the heat.
Oh,
and
wow.
I dig a hole and I put a little potting soil and I take a handful of clay and mix it in the potting soil. And then I put the plant in. And I do that with my plants. If you've already planted your plants, You can take a couple of handfuls of clay and scatter around the topsoil. And then I take a little turning fork and kind of turn the saw so the clay can, you know, not work down in the soil.
We're going to go to the calls as quickly as I can. Let's go to Diane in Nebraska. Diane, do you have a question for Perrier, please?
Yes, I do, Joyce. Thank you.
Sure.
I wondered if there's anything that clay can do for glaucoma.
Glaucoma is a pressure disease. I do know someone who's had pressure attacks behind their eyes, and they took the clay, and it released the pressure and the headaches. I don't know about the glaucoma itself, but you might try putting the clay mask over the closed eye, put it on thickly, lay a wet wash rag over it, and leave it on for about 20 or 30 minutes, and then get up and wash it off and see if that would help. I think also drinking the clay would help that, because it seems to be a pressure-related. And in that one case, this child was blind, but he started having pressure attacks. He had a genetic glaucoma birth defect, and he didn't discover it until he was already blind. And he had this horrible pain attacks behind his eyes. They literally operated on him 20 times and decided the only way to relieve it was to take his eyes from his sockets.
Oh,
but he started taking the clay, and after we got him on clay, as long as he had 1 ounce a day, he didn't have any more attacks. So try that.
Wow.
Let us know what happens.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call, Diane. Let's go to Kathy in Michigan. Kathy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Your question.
Hey, and Joyce, all rileyed up clay. Love it. Okay, here is a couple testimonies. Okay, first of all, turkey pox, chicken pox. You know, my chickens, yep. Turkey pox. Well, the turkeys had pox, and I made, you know, I read your books. I got the essential oil books, and I read about what all the things do. So I put together, I make my own little concoctions, you know, common sense stuff. I took lavender oil and the clay, and I made a salve. And I put that on their pox. They had the external pox, wasn't internal.
Yeah.
And I put it on their pox, and it helped to dry those pox up. And I also, when I have a cat, I have lots of feral cats I get fixed and take care of and get them neutered and whatever. And when they have wounds, you know, from fighting battle wounds,
mm-hmm.
My one cat, his ear was almost off. I mean, it was awful.
Oh.
And I took that same salve that I made, and I kept his ear clean. I kept him caged. I kept his lavender clay on there, and it kind of dries up a little bit on there. But
mm-hmm.
I figured what it was doing was sucking out any infection that was in there, and then I'd rinse it off, put more on. Okay, we did that. And my husband gets a heat rash under his arms. He just takes the clay powder, just like it is, and dabs it on there like a dusting powder. And it relieves the itching, and it helps to heal it up and clear it up. And then my dogs all came down with some diarrhea. I don't know how, because I feed them all good food. Anyways, I made up a clay water for them. With my soul water, I made an electrolyte water, my soul water out of the book. It tells you how to make with the Himalayan salt. You add a little of the salt water, and I did a little of the honey, and I did my distilled water because I distilled my water, and then I put some clay in there. And I, you know, gave it to them. I had to use a syringe to get it in them. So I shot it in their mouths, gave them, you know, a few cc's of that. First thing when they woke up in the morning, instead of, you know, doing anything else, and it helped to solid up their diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made particles in their diarrhea, so it's awesome for diarrhea.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah.
And it even tells you in that book I bought from you guys, Joyce, about the holistic healing of your animals and stuff, it tells you in there for diarrhea, and it does say to use clay.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Kathy. So good to hear from you. It's been a while. Kathy in Michigan, thank you very much for sharing. Let's go to Drew in Kansas. Question for Perrier. Go ahead, please. Welcome, Drew, to the Power Hour today.
Hey, everybody. Got a quick testimony regarding something that will lead up to the question about clay, but I have a buddy who's dying or was dying of end-stage liver disease.
Uh-huh.
And he's completely bloated, in a wheelchair, on oxygen, couldn't get up, couldn't walk around, couldn't bathe himself, couldn't feed himself. He had in-home care by nurses and so forth. I found out about it. He actually called me out of the blue, and I hadn't talked to him in a while. And I've learned so much from this show and Ben Fuchs, Dr. Wallach, Peter Glidden, so on and so forth, that I was like, oh, man, we're gonna beat this. So I'm kind of broke, so I only sent him two of the things, like Beyond Thinking Tangerine and Rebound. He's now out of his wheelchair. He's completely has a normal body again. He's not bloated. He's pretty much able to eat. He's able to bathe. He's walking around town, going to the beach, so on and so forth. He's off of oxygen. So, and just those two little things, completely changed him. I mean, he looks like a dying man. He had jaundice and all that stuff, and now he looks normal and he's getting better and better each and every day. So my question is, I take Clay. I do a mask or what have you. I started drinking last week, but I forgot to make enough to get on the road, sitting on the road with me this week, so I don't have it right now. But would this help him at all regarding his issue?
With the end-stage liver disease?
Yes.
Absolutely. I have a lady that had 3 months to live and was waiting for a liver transplant. She started taking clay baths, drinking copious amounts. She was drinking like 4 ounces 4 times a day. She was getting in her bath and getting clayed before she got into her bath. And she took a clay bath with 2 cups of clay every day for a while. And a year later, she's still here.
Wait a minute.
And she
How much a day, Perry?
She was being very aggressive with it. She was using 2 cups of clay and bathing every day. And she was drinking like 4 ounces 3 to 4 times a day. And then she would put the clay on her body before she got in the bath. She also had hep C, and her hep C went away.
That's a lot of clay. But that's a lot of clay drinking. Isn't one going to get constipated doing that?
No. Clay's slippery when wet. Clay doesn't cause constipation in and of itself. Some people get constipation is because their system is messed up. Clay slippery is when wet. When it goes in you, it stays wet, so it should slip right through you.
Wow, that is interesting.
Constipation is caused by just your body's digestive system improperly working.
Amazing. Okay, thank you very much. Good answer. Thank you, Drew. Let's go to Gary in Illinois. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with our guest today, Perrier.
Questions. I'd like to know what the possible results would be if I put clay in Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Would it help leach the calcium and some of the minerals out of it?
Out of the clay?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Why would you want to put it in there?
To make it more bioavailable.
Well, clay is very bioavailable. I don't think you can make it anymore. It is earth, you know.
You know, the one thing you might want to consider is Willard water also. I add that to it, but to make it more bioavailable.
Yeah. Another question is, would this be able to have an effect on cysts under the skin?
Yes, absolutely. Just keep putting the clay on top of it, and it should shrink the cyst. Bioavailable, are you talking about the minerals in the clay?
Yeah.
You're not going to get the minerals out of the clay. Clay isn't a mineral supplement. But clay cleanses the body to the point that you can absorb more minerals from your diet and your nutrition. It works that way. The minerals in the clay are bound together. It would take tremendous heat or very strong chemicals to break out the minerals in clay. Now, you will get some calcium, some potassium, some sodium, and some
magnesium. Out of time, unfortunately, and we've got to let you go. And Mike in Tennessee also, I apologize, I can't get to you on the program today. Thank you, Perrier, for joining us. Amazing show as usual. Thank you so very much.